This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year. We're talking about no other than Orchard Ventures, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ORVRF. And if you're up there in Canada, they trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol ORCD. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Corey Mengel. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
You know, give some of my new listeners just a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Orchid Ventures started out as a cannabis company focusing on a line of vaporizer products. In 2019, we went through a pretty fundamental shift at the end of the year and have been working on that shift really up until now in 2020. And what we shifted into is now our primary focus is licensing our brand, the Orchid Essentials brand. So we licensed that out in Oregon. And we're about to be licensing it out in another state that we'll be adding here in the next 30 to 60 days. And so that's really just kind of almost a franchising play. We've built a really strong brand, have a very differentiated product that people want in every other legal market. And so now we're just offering that as a licensing deal to manufacturers and distributors in other states. Second part of the company is PureTech, which PureTech Delivery Systems is a manufacturer of extremely high quality vaporizer products that are the only products in the industry that are emissions tested at AFNOR standard. And then we also have Cellgate Sciences, which Cellgate Sciences is the global exclusive license holder of a technology that can be used with THC that increases bioavailability by about 16 times and is clinically proven, peer-reviewed, and published in major medical journals. Really the only technology within cannabis outside of GW Pharmaceutical, their Isodyl, that is clinically tested, proven, and published. So those are kind of the three arms of the company.
Corey, as you mentioned earlier, your company has went through a major shift over the last 6 months and has launched two whole own subsidiaries. What are they and what services or products do they offer, if you could bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, the two new subsidiaries are PureTech Delivery Systems and Cellgate. So PureTech Delivery Systems sells vaporizer cartridges, batteries, disposables, and pod systems to cannabis manufacturers globally. So a manufacturer will buy this cartridge, fill it up with their oil, and then package it and put it out to retail as a consumable. And we supply the hardware and the packaging, as well as consulting services on production lines and how to increase efficiencies and so forth. So it's really a service business that works with cannabis companies and CBD companies alike to create very high quality products. And these products are emissions tested, which is very unique. An emissions test is actually testing the smoke that comes out of the device, so what's actually being ingested into the body. And we tested AFNOR standards, which are the highest standards set in the world by the European Union. And we're the only company within that sells to the cannabis space that is doing this extremely high quality and very thorough testing that we're doing. So aside from that, we have Cellgate Sciences, which Cellgate Sciences is a bioavailability technology. And as I said, it's, you know, clinically proven, peer reviewed, and published, you know, in edibles and in tinctures, makes the impact of THC felt within the body in less than 15 minutes compared to a traditional edible, which takes an hour to an hour and a half to absorb into the bloodstream. Our formulation does that in less than 15 minutes, and it's all natural, vegan, non-GMO, and that's a big differentiator because the other technologies out there don't have any science behind them that's been peer-reviewed and published. And furthermore, most of them have surfactants as well as polysorbate 80, which has been shown to cause heart disease and diabetes. So we have a solution that helps THC and CBD become more bioavailable, which creates a better user experience. And it's all done while being healthy and not being something that is potentially toxic to the human body.
You know, I wanted to switch gears here just for a second. Since the COVID-19 has been around now for about 6 months, how are sales going for PureTech? And how do you plan on stay, you know, competitive in the vaporizer hardware market? You know, as you know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, there came out some bad stories about vaporizing.
Yeah, so that's a very good question. First of all, I'll touch on that point in regards to the bad stories about vaporizing. Mind you, that is the oil that's being vaporized.
Yes.
So you will start seeing, because no one's doing emissions testing, they're not actually testing the smoke, they're testing the oil.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and every compound has a boiling point. And when you vaporize something to 350 or 400 degrees, those compounds in the oil are going to change. And the metals and all the materials being used in the cartridge are going to change as well. And no one's testing the smoke that actually goes into the body. So I think we're actually going to see a lot more instances and reports of, you know, bad quality that's out there. And that's exactly why we are in this, is to create the highest standard within the industry. And that's been our tagline since we started the company over 3 years ago, is creating the highest standards of the cannabis industry. So our cartridges are cleaner than anything that's out there. They're emissions tested, and that goes into the quality of the materials that we use. And we actually independent lab test every single raw material that ever gets used in the manufacturing of a cartridge. And we don't have glues and plastics as nearly every other cartridge in the world does. And they have those glues within 2 millimeters of a heating element. So obviously those wouldn't do well in emissions testing. So it's really to protect consumer safety and keep consumers safe by knowing that we are emissions testing. This gives companies obviously a peace of mind that they're putting out a good product that's not potentially getting people sick. And furthermore, we have customers that are now getting product liability insurance for the first time ever because of the level of documentation and testing surrounding our hardware. All that being said, we can still be incredibly competitive on pricing. And really beat our major competitors' pricing, which is, you know, proven to be very successful. And the sales are going great. Last month, we did over 1.35 million in orders. This month is starting off very strong already. And those revenues, those sales numbers are, you know, already doing much better than, you know, we have in the previous 12 months leading up to it. You know, we're breaking records every month. And so it's very positive. We're very excited about PureTech and what impact that's going to have on our company moving forward.
Corey, let me interject here just real quick. Two quick questions. One, it seems like you guys are becoming more of a technology company. And two, do you think that you might become the company that comes up with the Good Housekeeping Seal?
Yeah. That's a very good point. So my background is I've owned advertising agencies for over 20 years. And that's the first thing I thought of, probably within the first 6 months of being in this industry, that there is no standards. There's no, you know, JD Power, you know, there's
right.
No Good Housekeeping Seal of approval.
Right.
And that's something that we've been working on developing and something that we are interested in. It's not our primary focus. As you can tell, we just launched 2 new subsidiaries. So that has, you know, all of our focus right now. But without a doubt, it is something that we've put pen to paper on before. We've built business models around it, and we feel that it's something that could be done. But again, you know, doing something like that effectively would take a fairly sizable investment just on marketing spend alone to get the awareness out there. So I hope that someone does do it in the future, because it's really, really badly needed in this industry. There's just zero quality control.
We got about a minute left. So before I let you go, can you tell me a little bit about more of the Cell G8 science and its outlook for driving revenues, impacting the overall value of your organization?
Yeah, Cellgate is very exciting. We're formulating with several of the largest cannabis brands in the country, in the United States. Currently, we're in formulation with over 15 companies. It is a much longer sales cycle because of, you know, you're modifying somebody's product line. So you have to reformulate, reflavor. You got to go through a big process to launch all these new products. Our first products with Cellgate are set to hit the shelves in about a week in the state of Oregon, and we're also working with other companies in over two dozen different legal markets throughout the country, as well as working with groups in Canada and other countries. So we are pre-revenue on Cellgate. I take that back. We put our first orders through about 2 weeks ago. But substantial revenue is not there yet, as I said, we're still in formulation with a lot of these companies, but I definitely expect Cellgate to be generating, some fairly substantial revenue, at least for our definition of that, here within the next 30 days.
You did say earlier last month you guys did over $1 million in revenue.
That was just on the PureTech side. Yes, just on PureTech we did. We had $1.35 million in purchase orders in that month alone.
The reason why I bring that up, your market cap's only $4.1 million. Your stock price is just a little bit below 5 cents. It seems like you guys are pretty undervalued here at a market cap of only $4.1 million. Your thoughts?
Definitely. I mean, that's what I keep hearing and have people tell me all the time, and I understand that. It's a shame. You know, and we're doing everything we can to get the word out there and let people know that, you know, this is highly undervalued. We have very little debt. We're servicing our debt substantially, and we're making more money than our OPEX is right now. So, you know, expect to be reporting profitability very soon. And yes, you would expect a market cap to at least be two or three times revenue. And we're nowhere near that point right now. So hopefully we'll get up there soon, and the awareness will be out there and people will hear the story and see our financials, and hopefully market will respond in due time.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a great cannabis innovation company, I think you can get on the ground floor here. I brought you a lot of winners over the years. I believe this is a good entry point here. Corey, I want to thank you for coming on the show again. Only thing I ask is that you not wait so long to come back on, and hopefully that you can come back on another 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.